Fundamentals of Christian Education. Chapter 48. The Great Lesson Book. The sanitarium is a broad missionary field. Your medical students, in studying the Word of God diligently, are far better prepared for all other studies, for enlightenment comes always with an earnest study of the Word. Let it be understood by medical missionaries that the better acquainted they become with God and Jesus Christ whom He hath sent, the better acquainted they become with Bible history, the better qualified they will be to do their work. The students in the college at Battle Creek need to aspire to higher knowledge, and nothing can give them a knowledge of all lessons, and a retentive memory, like the searching of the Scriptures. Let there be genuine discipline in study. There should be a most humble, prayerful longing of soul to know the truth. There should be most faithful teachers, who strive to make the students understand their lessons, not by explaining everything themselves, but by letting the students explain thoroughly every passage which they read. Let the inquiring minds of the students be respected. Treat their inquiries with respect. To skim over the surface will do little good. Thoughtful investigation and earnest, taxing study are required to comprehend it. There are truths in the Word which are like veins of precious ore concealed beneath the surface. By digging for them, as the man digs for gold and silver, the hidden treasures are discovered. Be sure that the evidence of truth is in the Scripture itself. One Scripture is the key to unlock other Scriptures. The rich and hidden meaning is unfolded by the Holy Spirit of God, making plain the Word to our understanding. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The Word is the great lesson book for the students in our schools. The Bible teaches the whole will of God concerning the sons and daughters of Adam. The Bible is the rule of life, teaching us of the character we must form for the future, immortal life. Our faith, our practice, may make us living epistles, known and read of all men. Men need not the dim light of tradition and custom to make the Scriptures comprehensible. It is just as sensible to suppose that the sun, shining in the heavens at noonday, needs the glimmerings of the torchlight of earth to increase its glory. The fables or the utterances of priests or of ministers are not needed to save the student from error. Consult the divine oracle, and you have light. In the Bible, every duty is made plain, every lesson is comprehensible, able to fit men with a preparation for eternal life. The gift of Christ and the illumination of the Holy Spirit reveal to us the Father and the Son. The Word is exactly adapted to make men and women and youth wise unto salvation. In the Word is the science of salvation plainly revealed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Search the Scriptures, for therein is the counsel of God, the voice of God speaking to the soul. Special Testimonies on Education. December 1, 1895.